The thing rotated its wings to become sharp-edged legs, then opened up with laser fire. Anakin darted from side to side, batting away bolts, trying to keep facing the vultures so that Rata was protected by his body. Ahsoka tried to draw it off. R2-D2 beeped loudly and rumbled forward as if he was going to join in. R2! Anakin snapped. The hut was slowing him down, but he couldn't stop now and stow it somewhere safe while the vulture waited politely for the match to resume. He tried to calculate if R2-D2 could get close enough to grab Rata from the backpack and get him to safety. No! I tightened the griffing straps too much, didn't I? The astromech droid started to roll forward at his master's summons. No! R2, no! Get inside! I need you in one piece! Ahsoka lunged again and made the vulture spin 90 degrees to face her. But then it seemed to learn her ploy and ignored her, swiveling one cannon to blast at her while its main fire was directed at Anakin. Didn't these piles of junk ever run out of power like the intel said? But he'd never call them dumb again. It had worked out how to rush him and get inside the arc of his lightsaber. The vulture darted forward, stabbing at him with the sharp points of wingtips that had become its feet and legs. It forced Anakin back, and he had no choice but to face it. He didn't dare turn his back to it, even for a heartbeat. That limited his ability to spin, to somersault, to do things that a Jedi could and a heap of metal couldn't. So, this is how regular beings have to fight. Fine. Rata squealed and grizzled. Anakin wasn't sure he'd thrown up during the savage shaking he was getting, and he couldn't face the idea of winning the fight but ending up killing the hostage. But Rata was a Hutt, and they were far tougher than any puny human. Come on, you useless piece of wreckage. Anakin edged backward, knowing exactly where the edge of the platform was without looking, and trying to factor in the shifted center of gravity caused by a backpack full of Hutt. Show me what you've got. It did. It ran at him. But as he backed away, it came to a dead halt and started firing, leaving him wrong-footed for a crucial moment. A living opponent could be sensed and gauged in the Force, but a droid, a really smart one, could give a Jedi a serious run for their creds. Anakin fended off the laser fire, spraying ricochets of energy. Then it turned its fourth cannon, the one that had been keeping Ahsoka busy, and started a random firing pattern with all four cannon that Anakin struggled to block. He was close to beaten. He felt it. He was losing. He reached for one strap, ready to start loosening the pack to throw Rata to the safety of Ahsoka's arms. She'd catch him easily with that Predator's flawless coordination and throw himself on the vulture. Ahsoka was suddenly close in, way too close. Hey, trash can! She yelled and swung her lightsaber. She wasn't close enough to hit the vulture, but she got its attention, probably because she triggered its complex threat analysis system. For a machine's short moment, it paused. She rolled as she was anticipating its fire. She rolled too far. Had she skidded on a pool of Hutt vomit? Her lightsaber went spinning from her hand, and she went clear off the edge of the platform. No! 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 Ahsoka! The vulture abandoned its attack on Anakin and clattered toward the point where she'd fallen. Anakin thought it was checking where she'd fallen until he saw it raise one leg in a stabbing motion. By then, he was right behind it, almost on its back. He heard her voice. He saw her fingertips, just her fingertips, clinging to the edge of the permacrete, completely white with the pressure of the grip. I'm okay, she gasped. I'm okay. No, she wasn't. She was about to lose her arms to a droid and plummet to her death, Jedi or not. Anakin went for the vulture, lightsaber whirling. It swiveled and poured laser fire back at him. In the seconds he distracted it, Ahsoka swung back onto the platform, purely on her fingertips, throwing one leg high like a gymnast and pivoting at the hip to hurl her body forward. Then she reached out to bring her lightsaber spinning back into her hand with a force pull. Anakin was so close to the vulture now that the sheer light output of its laser fire was almost blinding him as he deflected it with his blade. Then it lurched to one side. He thought it was a feint and leapt onto it in that split second, driving his lightsaber deep between its visual sensors. But then he realized it had lost half a leg and that Ahsoka had sliced through it. He let himself fall back and landed heavily on his feet just as the vulture lost stability and tipped over the edge of the platform. It didn't have fingers. It couldn't grab and save itself. And its leg was its wing. And so it couldn't even fly again. It fell and fell and fell.
Oh, that was smart, Snips.
Anakin heard the sob of exhausted relief in his own voice. He straightened up. Hey, I've still got a hut on board. I almost forgot.
I thought I'd lost you for good.
Ahsoka's headtails had taken on a slightly more vivid striping. Maybe it was the Togruta equivalent of being red in the face. She smiled, not her usual polite smile, but a feral baring of her sharp teeth that was pure triumph at catching her prey.
I really didn't want to find out if it was true that we Togrutas always land on our feet, she said.
Good distraction, though.
Maybe I meant to do it, she said mock gravely. And maybe I didn't.
It took all sorts to be a Jedi. Her way worked fine as far as he was concerned. But the relief was short-lived. Rata wailed pitifully in Anakin's ear. Rex and his men, he had to think some had survived, were still held by that fanatic Ventress. He tried not to dwell on what she might be doing to them. Anakin still had a few fights ahead. He shrugged his shoulders to ease the ache from the backpack and opened his comlink.
Master Kenobi, can you hear me? Master, are you in range yet?
The comlink rattled with static. Anakin waited.